the sermon this morning. And you know what? I got most of this sermon, I got between 7 o'clock yesterday morning, from 7 o'clock and 3 Tylenol, back into bed, up at 10:30, listened to 2 sermons, got in the Bible just a little bit, back went and moved the trailer, come back, took me 3 more Tylenol, back into bed, got up at 5:30, woke up at 3:30, went ahead, took me some more Tylenol, and went back to sleep, got up at 5, went and checked my cows. And when I started back, you know, I thought, well, go to the ER. Had some fever, had some coughing. I don't have none of that right this minute. I'm under the anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so I got, you know, Satan, he said, you can't preach tomorrow. I told him, I said, you a liar. I said, there ain't nothing in that Bible that tells me that's in the way of the will of God that's not removed by me taking authority. Anything that's in your way, it wasn't because I was a preacher yesterday. I'm operating right now under my guilt. Right now. Yesterday, it wasn't Pastor Scotty. Yesterday, it was. Now, how did I know that I'm healed? The Word of God, right? Well, what do I got to do when I know that I'm healed? I got to act on it. If I don't act on it, then I'm not believing it. I got to act on the Word. Faith comes, you get faith from the Word of God. Then you act on that faith. You act on that Word. So I stopped down at the store down there, and they got a whiskey store on one side, you know, and I stopped in there, and so I'm looking down there, and I thought, well, I'll get me some over-the-counter medicine. So I'm looking at it, you know, and I'm talking to it, and I thought, you don't work. You don't work anyways. I done tried all that. I'm 58. Right? I've run down there for all of these years to try to ease the symptoms. You know, all they do is ease the symptoms. And I thought, oh, y'all don't work. They don't. Well, that lady heard me talking to the medicine. You know, and she said, nah. I looked at her and I said, do what? She said, nah, I don't know how that works. She said, go in there and get you some bourbon or gin or something. I don't remember what she said. And I looked back at it and I said, nah, my faith works. My faith works better than the bourbon. My faith works better than the over-the-counter medicine. My faith works. And I left there, bless God, and my faith works. Y'all, I know it gets better. Romans 10, I don't need a pat on the back. My faith works, and here I am. Here I am doing what God called me to do. You're called to take a, listen, I found out in the Bible. See, some of you don't read your Bible. That's how come God can't talk to you concerning situations in your life. You got to read that Bible, not in a religious mind. You get to know God through that Bible. You get to know what He speaks to. He told me that I'd live in houses. He was talking to the children of Israel back there in the Old Testament. He was talking to them, and He said, you'll live in houses that you didn't build. And when I read that, Chris, one day, it came alive to me that He was telling me that out of that Bible. Faith comes by hearing, right? Well, bless God, when that was quickened to me, how many knows He quickens the Word to you? Well, I'm living in that house 17 years. I'm telling you, I wouldn't let go of it. Faith come by hearing that Word spoke to me through the Holy Ghost, and I stood on it for 10 years. Now, I'm not telling you my story. I'm telling you every one of us believers, if we are in union with the Lord and we're walking with the Lord and we're reading His Word and we're surrendering our will to His will, He quickens you to that Bible. on healing. I've already been healed over 2,000 years ago, and I believe sickness and disease is of the devil, therefore I don't allow it in my life very long. It might come against me. The scripture tells me in Isaiah 54 and 17 that no weapons formed against me and you will prosper. It won't put me in the hospital. It didn't stop me from coming to church. If Satan ever sees me lay down and sweat, then he'll do it over and over and over. He watches me and you. He knows flesh. But he knows when we are strong spiritually on the inside. I found out, praise God, through the Word of God, that I was healed over 2,000, so I don't depend on modern medicine to keep me clicking. I don't depend on doctors to keep me clicking. I'm not anti-doctor and I'm not anti-medicine, but I am anti-trusting solely in it and not God. The Word of God is all the evidence that I need to know that you have victory. Other than that right there, I can look at people's circumstances and I can get discouraged because a lot of them have many. But I can minister the Word of God to them and be confident that if they put their trust in the God that we've been serving, that He will bring them out. He will deliver them. He will strengthen them. He will make sure they conquer every foe. Hallelujah. Sometimes that's why the Bible, I believe the Bible says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. See, the Lord told me one time, He said, the Word of God is not like a Reader's Digest. That's just the way He talked to me. He said, you look at it, Hebrews, and reminded me of scripture. Hebrews, it says, the Word is alive. Alive. Well, it ain't alive to me. Seek and you'll find. Meditate on it. That's what He told Joshua. He didn't tell Joshua, meditate on all the hardship you're going through, Joshua. I understand that you've got millions to take up after Moses. You meditate on that. Try to keep them all straight. Try to keep them all this way and that. He didn't tell Joshua that. He said, Joshua, take the words that I give Moses and meditate on them day and night. He said, then you, Joshua, will make your way prosperous. And then you, Joshua, will have good success. And I asked the Lord back 25 years ago, I said, God, it didn't say you would make him prosperous. You said he would make his way prosperous. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, I was with him. He said, I'm already with you. He said, I'm in you. According to scripture, Christ in you, right? The hope of the glory that Teresa's talking about. See, we got to take up serpents. Right? Just like I could have took them. I mean, I thought, if I got some bourbon, much as I like drinking back under, I'd probably get drunk. You wouldn't feel much. I bet you I could go partying fast enough. I don't care how much flu you got. You get enough bourbon down. You don't feel nothing. Shoot, man. Let's go to the bar. We'll worry about this sickness tomorrow. Don't act like you're all religious. We got drunk in all kinds of circumstances if we were drunkards. It didn't bother us. Mom and them didn't like it, and daddy and we did it, you know. And I thought, you know what? Satan, you ain't going to get me to drink nothing. You ain't going to get me to drink no bourbon to get rid of this. And I thought, my faith. Give me that 1 John 5:4. I'm going to show you why I'm preaching this. For whosoever is born of God, what? Overcometh the world. How? And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, Johnny. Faith in what? Well, I found out in the Word of God that God takes pleasure in prospering me. It says He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. We're servants. Prosperity. I mean, if Playboy magazine can howl millions, why can't the church? Right? If Budweiser can have big jets to fly around and advertise ungodliness, why can't the church have it? Right? The world is supposed to envy the church, and he's going to in this last day, because we're going to believe the word of God. You remember Elijah? I didn't know this till yesterday, and I found out this stuff in this affliction, in the middle of an affliction, when I refused to lay down and quit in the middle of that affliction. Now, my mind told me, call Monty and ask him if he'll do Sunday school and let Teresa do 11 o'clock. You know, and I thought, God ain't told me none of that. What do? You acknowledge God in all of your ways. Is that what the Bible says? He didn't say just acknowledge me when you're not in affliction. When you're in it, then you really need to acknowledge God and look to him and say, God, well, God ain't told me none of that. Well, my mind's telling me I couldn't. He told me I couldn't get up here and preach. Do you believe he's a liar? I felt like I couldn't. I couldn't sing. I had to back off. I'm doing some good preaching, right? Woo! Hallelujah! The Bible says in the book of Acts, some were healed as they went. I was reminded this morning, whenever I was going on the streets of Oneonta preaching the gospel every Friday night, and people talk about trials and their little hurts and pains, and I'm not negating none of that, you know. But I learned the power of God through the trials that I was going through to get to that street and learn how to see the power of God as a young Christian. And I was reminded, I had the flu. I was reminded, see, I stopped making plans to get the flu when I found out by Jesus' stripes I was healed. I stopped going and loading up on Sudafed and all that before I even got sick, just in case. That's fear in action. You hear me? That's fear in action. That's contrary to faith. Faith caused me to go get rid of it 25 years ago, Sudafed and all that. I threw it all out of my medicine cabinet until I didn't have nothing in there but Visine. And I kept it just in case I got stoned. Right? I kept it just in case. Mom, I could use Visine. Mom knew it. I'd walk in the room. Y'all been smoking that marijuana. I'd be like, Mom, we're not smoking. She knew. She just knew. Praise God. But I found out in the Word of God that you are supposed to be strong. You are supposed to be healed. But you know what I found out about Elijah? Elijah prayed and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. Right? And then he prayed and it rained for something like that. But I found out yesterday in my time of my keeping my mind stayed on the Lord and feeling total misery. Total misery. I felt total miserable yesterday. That don't happen to me much. I don't get sick. I don't got time for that. Right? We stand in the shield of faith according to Ephesians. And it quenches all the fiery darts of the devil, right? And so in the middle of all of that, I found out that Elijah had remembered what God had said in Deuteronomy. He told the children of Israel, he said, if you will serve, don't turn to other gods and serve other gods, these blessings. He said, but if you do turn to other gods, he said, I will shut up the heavens and there will be no rain and the ground won't produce its fruit. That's where they got their living at that time. They didn't have jobs like we do. You know what I'm saying? They tilled the ground and all of that stuff and fed their flocks and traded, whatever they did. You know, well, they turned from God and the heavens was shut up. And then you come on down here to Elijah and give me that James. right quick before I go on any further. This is in James 5 and 17, and I thought about it. I thought, why? That's the only thing in James about Elijah. Way down here, Elias, it says Elijah, but it's talking about Elijah. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months, 3.5 years. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. I found out that Daniel, in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 1, I found out that Daniel found out some things that he stood on praying to God out of the book of Jeremiah. So they were reading the Bible. These men were reading the Bible. And God was quickening the Bible to these men. They were reading the Bible. I didn't know that. I've been serving God for 30 years. So what I'm saying is, in my time of keeping my mind on the Lord and getting in the Word a little bit, in my affliction, this was quickened to me, made alive to me. And I thought, that's why I have been so Word all my Christian life. I've got on people's nerves because I say, well, the Bible says. Well, I mean, I was in a meeting here not too long ago when they were talking about going through your afflictions every day. And, you know, we all go through trials. Dave, you think you're the only one who has trials? You're not. That's not to belittle you. Look, God, we all going through somewhere if we're going to serve Jesus. But we take authority over the things that we know ain't Jesus. We stand. We will not bend and bow to it. We going to stand. Now, our confidence and our trust is in Him strengthening us. We're relying on Him. But He's already said, be strong and of good courage. Strengthen yourself in me in Ephesians 6. By your union with me, by your oneness with me, by your acknowledging me. He said, be strong in the Lord, the way it says it, and in the power of His might. Not in our own ability. We are defeated in our own self. That's why when we don't seek the Lord, we will get discouraged. We will give in to the enemy. We will give in to it. That just shows your union with the Lord is stronger than your union with your past life. Because your past life is always wanting to come back and take me back into bondage. Fear wants to take you into bondage. Well, you know what? Elijah knew that God said that would happen, and for 70 years. And he realized, the Bible says Elijah realized, that the 70 years was up. So according to the word of the Lord, he prayed. Now, I want to bring this out right here because I had this just knowing on the inside of me that sometimes God's people thinks these were big, super spiritual people when they was not. The Bible says Elijah was a man subject. Give me that in that. Yeah, I always say it wrong. Elijah was a human being with a nature such as we have, with feelings, affections, constitution, whatever that is, like ours, whatever that word means. Anybody know what the word means? I didn't look it up. Anyways. And he prayed earnestly. He meant it. He believed when he was praying. He prayed. I mean, when I say, Lord, I thank you by Jesus' stripes I'm healed, I mean it. I mean, I'm not like, oh, I hope it happens. I hope it happens. I spoke that boldly. We're believing for things to happen in the Abbott family. But God, hallelujah, we're just like Elijah. And the Word says He works all things together for the good. We got the Word of God. We've got it. He said the righteous are bold, hallelujah. They're not cowards. They don't have to bow and give in to fear and all of that junk, hallelujah. And it says earnestly that it might, and no rain fell on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the heaven supplied rain and land produced its crops as usual. Praise God. I mean, But my point here is that Elijah went by the word of God. See, Satan's really, really good to get you to feel how you feel, and you know how you are, and you know your faults, and you know your shortcomings, and he tries to get all of that on your mind so that you don't stand in the power of God like Teresa said this morning. We come not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I was thinking about, I went to a church one time, and there's a bunch of preachers there. And that's not a good sign, usually, because if they all get started, man, I mean, you can be there 2 days. You know, and I thought to myself, I had just read the Word of God not too long before that the spirit of a man is subject to the man. And what the Lord had spoke to me is, even if you feel like testifying, you don't have to, you're in control. And so I made up my mind, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to say nothing. I can. And so then that guy said, he stood up. He said, "Now there's a lot of preachers in here." He said, "I'm going to give all of you time to," he said, "you're going to get 5 minutes, 4 or 5, whatever it was, 4 or 5 minutes. He said, "And if you don't stop, you will be shut down." That was pretty blunt. And so I thought, oh, well, that's the rules of the house here. How many knows you're not in your house if you're somewhere else? Right? If they don't want a gun in their house and they ask you not to bring a gun, just put it in your car, right? You don't have to carry a gun in there. You should feel pretty safe. Now, if you feel like they're enemy, you shouldn't be there anyways. Right? Well, went on, you know, had a brother sitting here beside me, and he said, "Man, can you do it?" I said, "Do what?" "Just go 5 minutes." I said, "I can do whatever he says, because that's what the Lord's saying in this house." I said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens." Right? That's what you ought to be saying, whether it's that or what you're going through, or what, you know, you can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. I thought to myself, I'm not going to miss church, but believe to get to work Monday. Come on, somebody. We can fight like HELL to go to church, to go to work Monday. But church, good Lord, we're sick. That's when you need to go. COVID turned it around. Everybody's plagued. Don't go to church. If you're sick, stay home. But God, that's not what they did in Jesus' day. But God, they drug them down there. If they couldn't get them in the house, they tore the roof off. Why? To get them in there where they could get healed. I believe in this place, healing can take place. I believe in here, flu can never touch you again. We will give you a flu shot. It's called faith. Right? Somebody asked me yesterday, told me yesterday, I went and moved a trailer and everything. And he said, what's wrong? I said, "No, ain't nothing wrong." I said, I'm just being afflicted a little bit. "Have you got your flu shot?" And I said, "Yeah." I took it. "I ain't never taking another one of these little young. I ain't never taking. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't take one of them. I took one of them and I got sicker with that thing than I did, you know, before I got it." I said, "Well, they put the flu in you, man, to make you immune to it." I said, "They shoot you up a little flu in there. Some get it, some don't." I said, "But they say the ones that do get it after they give you the shot, it's worse than having the flu." But I never did go on. You know, because I was thinking to myself, I'm taking my medicine right now. The Bible says the Word is my medicine, and it's working mightily in me and you. Amen? But I want you to notice, Elijah was a man
just like us, that had he had his troubles. He had his trials. He had his times of things. I mean, he was in a drought. He had all those things. And God told him to go to Zarephath down there. Told him to sit by the brook Cherith and drink water out of it. And I mean, he took care of Elijah. And then he tells Elijah to go over where a widow woman, they're all starving. And that was the move of God, taking the word of God. And you know what I found out? I found out in the word of God, hallelujah, that I don't never have to be broke again another day in my life. What scripture you base that on, Brother Scotty? The Bible says he will supply all my needs according to his riches, right? Well, if every need that I've got is supplied according to his riches, and the Bible says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken. That sounds like abundance over, right? Well, I was quickened to that back yonder. And I was thinking about it yesterday. I was laying there and I was thinking about it. I thought, thank you, Lord, for the word of God. I would not have knew, Lord, that I never had to get a divorce had I not read it in the word of God. I would have never knew, Lord, in the word of God, that you could bless me abundantly above, greater than I could think or ask, if I didn't have the word of God. I thank you, Lord, that if I didn't have the word of God, that I would not know that I am the head and not the tail, that I lend and not borrow. I would have never knew, Lord, that I can live in houses that I did not build. I'm living in one. The word of the Lord. And you know what? Satan is really, really a master at trying to deceive God's people to say, well, he'll do it for that faith man, or he'll do it for them, but not for you. He's a liar. He'll get you to believe that Satan's stronger than him. Satan. He'll try to get you to believe that he's more powerful than God in your life. That he can just come blow your tire out anytime he wants to. Now your tire was about to blow out and you knew it and you should have put one on it. And Satan didn't have nothing to do with it. Satan caused me to run out of gas. No, you knew it was on empty. So stop making him out bigger than God. Right? Satan don't have no power over the body of Christ. The only power, if he did have any, is what I yield to him in fear. What I give him in fear. You're not going to be able to work in my situation. It's too big. That's what he'll say. Well, you misspent that money, so this is not going to work out. That's what he'll tell you. Satan will tell you that. No, you just say, God, I'm sorry. I did it with one of my house payments one time because I wanted to get Travis some Christmas. And I spent my house payment on his Christmas. That's the only house payment I was ever late. Ever. I repented and I told God, I said, I'm sorry, God. I got my priorities messed up. I put your will above my will above your will. Because your will was for me to pay that. You brought the money to pay that. I never was late again on that house payment because I made up my mind right there. See, I can't blame Satan for that. No, I learned from that. I never was late again and paid it off early. Hallelujah. And you know what? I found out in the word of God that you are the healed of God. I found out that it pleases him to prosper you. That's why I preached to you about tithing. It's not to get your money. This church has been blessed. I've never put my trust in people coming to this church to make sure the bills are paid. I've never done it. When I was challenged one time, you know, I was going to these pastors' meetings and God had me going down there. I couldn't figure out why. And I told God because they did some things with Halloween and they did some things with Easter and they did some things with Santa Claus that I just was not going to bring to this church. That's why we're not really popular in those areas, you know, and that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. So I'm going down there and I'm telling God, I said, I'm not going to integrate these things into this church. I said, I'm just not going to do it. They come out and blah, 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 blah. I'm telling the Lord why and all that, you know. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, that's not why you're here. See, he sent me down there to learn how to walk in honor. People that I thought, you know, I will not do this at our church. See, it's not got nothing to do. It was God, my heart. But anyhow, was in this one service, and this pastor stood up and he said, the Bible says, know the state of your flock. He said, listen, he said, you can't not take up tithes on Sunday morning, he said, because they won't hold it till next Sunday. And I'm sitting there and I thought, I don't agree with that. And so I left there and I didn't say nothing, you know. I just let them say what they say, you know. And in other words, that was telling me, when Paul says for me not to be a busybody getting up in your business, right? He tells me not to do that, not to keep account of all that, you know. And so I left there and I told Satan, I said, let me tell you something, Satan. I said, I will not bite that bullet. I said, but God, and I'll show you what I'm going to do. So I came to this church that next Sunday morning. And when Satan does this stuff to you, you need to come back to him and tell him about your God. I come to this church and I said, we're not taking up tithes and offerings this week. I said, y'all just hold it till next week. I started to do it for a month. Some of you remember, Sandy does, some of you remembered. See, what I did that on purpose because I was showing Satan that money ain't ruling me to pastor this church. And I'm not going to get up in people's business. And if God can't trust them, it ain't none of my business anyway, praise God. So I did it on purpose. I did it on purpose to make a point to Satan, you ain't going to get me to get up wondering if they're tithing or if they're not, if they will be faithful, if they won't, because that is none of my business. But what I was doing was showing Satan my faith in God. And I can't tell we lost a dime. Of course, I wasn't counting it anyways. So I want to encourage you. Get in the Word of God. And you know what? I mean, I'm sure every one of us in here needs some things from the Lord. I'm sure all of our hands would go up if I ask you. You know, and I'm telling you, you get in the Word of God. You get in the Word of God, and God will begin to quicken the Word. Whatever you're going through, there's something in this Bible right here pertaining to it. And you need to find it. You need to find it. When people told me that I wasn't supposed to have any money, that I was just supposed to be rich in Jesus, you know, when I signed up, when I was called to preach, you know, I wouldn't just take that as what it, I began to read the Word of God. I began to find out in the Word of God if I would, and I laid asking God, I said, God, is prosperity for your people or not? Lord, I just want to know. I'm not going to take the opinions of man, you know, what they think and all that. I want to know in the Bible. I mean, that's a good thing for you to do. You find out in the Bible. I wanted to find out things about my marriage in the Bible, our intimate relationships, and I found stuff in the Bible, and I went, ooh, yeah, there's some juicy stuff in there. I ain't never read it. Well, that's your fault, right? It's in there, hallelujah, praise God. So I want to encourage you, you know, find out what God has said in His Word about your kids, Dave, about your finance, about that job. Well, just like this guy calls me up and wanting us to come up yonder all the way to Georgia. Oh, Jesus. Same thing. We're going to have to leave. It's going to take us 5 hours to get up there. We got to get the job done. We might get home by 9 tonight. Everybody got trials somewhere. Hallelujah. And I can't say, well, it's just not God. There ain't no hardship come on me. No, he said he would not let more come on you than you are able to put up with. He didn't say he's putting it on you. Things put it on you. But he said he would not allow more to come on you than you're able to bear up under. But with that temptation, he's made a way. And his name is Jesus, and it's the Word of God. Hallelujah. So get in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing. I just don't seem to have no faith. That's your fault. Read the Word of God. If I spend as much time reading the Word of God as I do Facebook and talking and all of that, I would be a lot more advanced in faith than I am now, I'm sure. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. You know, God is not holding not one good thing from us. God is a good God. Long, satisfied life will he give us. You know, you might say, well, I'm up in my older years. And no, you're just the one that God needs to teach the younger. You might not can do the physical stuff, but you can do the preaching. You can be in your 70s, 80s, and 90s and telling them what a God you served all your life and what a God that will bring them through all your life. He's a healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father.